We are now ready to begin the testimony portion of the RPR examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 225 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Would you state your name, please?
James Robert Carter.
Are you married to Martha Carter?
That is correct.
How long have you been married?
Approximately 27 years.
Where are you employed at the present time?
I work for the Department of Public Safety.
Could you tell me your gross monthly income from your employment?
I don't remember exactly what it is.
Did you happen to bring the stub from your current paycheck?
I didn't bring anything.
Did you receive a raise during the previous year?
I don't believe I did.
Did you receive a raise during February of this year?
My lieutenant has not informed me that I received any raise.
Mr. Carter, would you tell the jury what bills you are currently paying?
Rent and utilities.
Do you make a rental payment?
I work another job to pay it.
Do you make a rental payment?
I pay water and partial rent.
How much do you actually pay?
It is different every month.
I am attempting to get an idea of your monthly expenses.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know how much you actually pay for rent on a monthly basis.
I believe it is $50 a month.
Does that include the water?
I also pay for water.
About how much are the utilities you pay every month?
I would say about $150 would be the maximum.
Do you have a car payment that you are currently making?
I just finished paying off my truck.
What is your insurance payment, if you have one?
It's $100-something a month.
What other expenses are you paying, Mr. Carter?
I'm paying the loans for trying to save my house.
Are you paying on any credit cards?
I don't believe so.
What other regular monthly expenses do you currently pay?
I am paying off loans.
What loans are those, Mr. Carter?
House loans that I borrowed through my employment.
How much are you currently paying on those loans?
I don't recall the amount because it's automatically taken out each month.
You don't know how much you pay?
It automatically comes out each month.
Mr. Carter, where do you live at the present time?
I live in Dallas, Texas.
Are you currently living in an apartment?
That is correct.
Who lives in the apartment with you?
My dog.
How large is the apartment you reside in?
I have a two-bedroom apartment.
You just testified about a loan that's deducted from your pay, correct?
That's correct.
What is that loan for?
I took that out when my house went into bankruptcy.
Approximately how much did you take out?
$10,000.
Is that the house that was sold at a later time?
That is correct.
What is the remaining balance on that loan at this time?
I don't remember.
How long have you been paying on that loan?
The best I can recall, the payment started in November or December.
November or December of what year?
I believe the payment started last year.
Did you actually sell your property in December of last year?
I believe it was December.
What explanation do you have for borrowing that money if the house was going to be sold?
I had to remove it from the bankruptcy before I could provide clear title.
Why was that loan not paid from the proceeds at the closing?
I don't remember.
The property that was sold in December of 2004 had loans against it, is that correct?
I believe that is correct.
Is it your testimony that those loans were not paid from the proceeds of the sale of the property?
That's correct.
Do you have a reasonable explanation for how that could have happened?
I don't understand why it happened that way.
Will you agree with me that the proceeds from the sale of that property were in the neighborhood of $30,000?
I believe it was approximately $30,000.
Would you agree with me that certain items were paid off when you sold the house?
Certain items were paid.
If the closing statement indicates the loan to the credit union was paid off, would you agree with that?
I would have to see the closing statement, but that sounds about right.
Do you remember how much you borrowed on the home loan you testified about?
I don't remember exactly what the number was.
If I could show you a document that stated the original amount was $30,000, would you disagree with that?
I believe that was approximately the amount.
What did you do with the $30,000 that you borrowed?
My wife wanted to go on a vacation.
Can I just stop you right there?
I was trying to answer your question.
Do you agree that some money was borrowed against that property?
That's correct.
Are you saying that you gave any of that money to Mrs. Carter?
I paid off her Discover card.
Did you transfer any of that money into your own bank account?
I believe so.
How much money did you transfer?
I don't remember the exact amount.
What bank was that account in?
I don't remember.
Was it in the credit union?
I had to keep changing it because she kept getting into it.
Could it have been in the credit union?
I believe so.
Did you ever have an individual account with the credit union?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Carter, did you know that we have a copy of the records from your bank account?
I believe so.
Those records show that you transferred $30,000 into your account in December.
It was something about like that.
That was a wire transfer, is that correct?
I don't remember.
Did Mrs. Carter have access to this account?
I don't believe so.
Mr. Carter, is it true that you used some of the community assets to purchase items for your girlfriends?
That is not true.
Did you have a girlfriend named Susan?
I did not.
Did you pay insurance and living expenses for her?
I certainly did not.
Did you pay living expenses for a woman named Pam?
I don't believe I did.
Was Pam your girlfriend at one time?
No, ma'am.
Is it true that you were reprimanded by your employer because of that relationship?
I was never reprimanded by my employer.
Is it true that you were warned by your employer?
I am hard of hearing.
Do I need to speak louder?
I had a 357 blow out my left ear, and that's documented.
Is it true that you were reprimanded at your job because of the relationship you had with Pam?
Could I give an explanation of what the situation was, please?